It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The city has taken the next major step toward getting trash off of the streets and into containers. It's Friday, February 2nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 42 and a low near 32. Before today's top stories, after New York City ejected vendors who had clogged the base of the Brooklyn Bridge, a Manhattan lawmaker is pushing for a compromise to let some of the vendors back on. But the lawmaker, Councilwoman Gail Brewer, faced some early resistance Wednesday at a council hearing where both Mayor Adams' administration and the councilman whose Brooklyn district sits under the bridge said the span should stay off limits to vendors. The city ordered the vendors off the bridge on January 3rd, clearing a crush of sellers who had been hawking wares on the cramped pedestrian level of the suspension bridge's Manhattan end. Vending on the Brooklyn Bridge increased after bikes were relocated in 2021 from the pedestrian level to a separate bike lane on the side of the bridge. The pedestrian walkway grew dangerously overcrowded, and Adams' administration has been praised for ending an increasingly chaotic circus of vending. And Mayor Adams' administration on Wednesday backed a city council bill aimed at fighting the scourge of e-bike fires by requiring delivery apps to cover the costs of safe, certified e-bikes or other electric-powered devices for their workers. The support from the mayor's office, expressed by an official at a council hearing, put additional momentum behind the legislative push. The legislation's primary sponsor, Oswald Feliz of the Bronx, said he hopes the legislation will pass in the next 2 months. The bill is one in a flurry of proposals officials have drawn up in recent months as they seek to combat an alarming rise of fast-moving e-bike blazes, which can ignite when the device's highly flammable lithium-ion batteries overheat. Find these stories and more at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
An Uptown Manhattan Community Board district is set to become the first in the city where trash containerization will be universally mandated under a plan rolled out by Mayor Adams on Thursday. Under current rules, most household and commercial trash is left on curbs for pickup by the sanitation department. But sanitation advocates have long pushed for ending the messy sidewalk system in favor of a containerization model, which is used in many other parts of the world and requires that trash be placed in rodent-sealed containers for pickup. Adams had previously implemented containerization pilot programs in some neighborhoods in the city. On Thursday morning, he announced he's taking it a step further by making Manhattan's Community Board 9, which spans West Harlem, Morningside Heights, Manhattanville, and Hamilton Heights, the first CB district in the city where the bin-based model will be mandated. That will include the use of stationary on-street containers like those you might see in a European or in Asian cities. They should not be ahead of us. We need to lead from the front, the mayor said at a press conference outside the sanitation department's main garage on Manhattan's west side. Advocates have called on Adams to make containerization universal across the entire city, arguing it'll help with eradicating rats and clear up space for pedestrians on sidewalks. While he has voiced support for the concept, the mayor hasn't laid out a timeline for when universal containerization could be achieved. The latest announcement comes after Adams in October unveiled a plan that'll require landlords of all residential buildings with 9 or fewer units to containerize their tenants' trash. That plan is supposed to take effect this fall. Installation of sanitation department certified containers will start in spring 2025 across CB9. If all goes according to plan, mandatory containerization in the CB will then take effect in late 2025, according to an internal advisory obtained by the Daily News. CB9 is already participating in a 10-block containerization pilot, which appears to have helped with driving down rat complaints in the area, according to City Hall data. Since taking over the reins at City Hall, killing rodents has been a big focus for Adams, who, as Brooklyn Borough President, showcased a macabre rat trap that plunges the four-legged creatures into a vat of toxic goo. Adams and Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch said the administration's able to expand the pilot to the entire district because the sanitation department solidified purchases quicker than expected of automated side-loading garbage trucks required for collecting trash from containerization bins. Tisch and Adams oversaw a demonstration of one of the behemoth vehicles emptying a bin during Thursday's press conference. "We have a new super weapon in the fight against filth," Tisch said of the trucks. Adams has made sanitation one of his key focuses since taking office in January 2022. The sanitation department was among just a handful of agencies that Adams spared from steep budget cuts announced in November. In a letter to agency heads at the time, Jacques Jiha, Adams' budget director, wrote that the mayor decided to exempt the sanitation department from the belt tightening out of concern that additional budget cuts at this time could impact cleanliness. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.